弟兄姐妹朋友们大家平安。
Good morning, brother and sister, peace.
在这个纷乱的世界，没有什么东西比平安更为宝贵的。
There's nothing better than peace in this very disturbing world.
好不好，你跟前面后面的朋友彼此打招呼，愿主赐给彼此的平安。
How about you say hi to the people before or in front of you or behind you?
感谢主，他赐给我们每天都有平安。
Thank you, Lord, He gives the peace every single day.
那过去这个星期呢，大家都知道，国际上发生的在中东上的冲突。
And there is a conflict in the Middle East.
每每到这个时候，牧师都会得到同样一个问题。
And very often, the pastor will be asked by this question.
为什么上帝允许这些事情发生？
Why God allow those things happen?
那答案简单一点啊，只有一句话。
And the answer is very simple, just one sentence.
就是因为人不听神的话。
Because people disobey God.
这就是世界乱局的根源。
And this is the root of the chaos.
那么第二个问题，大家也会问牧师，牧师很悲惨哈，常常会遇到这些问题。
Or sometimes it's very hard for the pastor.A lot of time you need to answer those questions.
我说上帝，你为什么不把这个问题解决了呢？
God, why don't you take care of this problem?
这个答案也可能会很长，那最简单的就是一句话。
And the answer may be very long, but I was just going to say in one sentence.
时间还没有到。
The time's not near yet.
我想到时间到的时候，这些问题都会解决。
When time's up, all those questions will be answered.
我们为在中东冲突所受到伤害，涉及到众多的家庭，我们真是为特别这些家庭来祷告。
We need to pray for the family being affected by the war.
不仅是以色列的家庭，也包括巴勒斯坦的家庭，甚至世界各国都有他们的公民，好多国家都有公民在这个冲突中丧生。
And beside Israel, also Palestinian, and there's many other nations of people die in our war as well.
我们祈求世界的和平。
We ask God to have a peace in this world.
我们也恳求神怜悯，希望事态不要扩大，变成一个局部的战争，甚至爆发大规模的战争的痛苦。
We ask God to have mercy on this that will not expand this war.
那么我们也希望说，那么神将把和平赐给地上的所有的人。
And bring the peace to the people on earth.
那么在圣经里面，在以赛亚书十九章二十三节，其实就记载了一个非常适合于我们现在这个光景的一段经文。
In the Bible, in the Isaiah, and describe the phenomena that happened right now.
因为当时的以色列人呢，他们有两个仇敌，一个是埃及，一个是亚述。
And so there were two enemies of Israel at that time. One's Egypt, and then the other one's Assyria.
那么两个大国都很强大，他们谁过来都要欺负欺负以色列。
And those both countries are very, very strong. They try to take it over Israel.
那么他们都是当时的那个时代的以色列人的仇敌。
And they're the biggest enemy of Israel at that time.
但是先知以赛亚看到了未来，他发出的这个预言。
And prophet is Isaiah that can see in the future, so have this prophecy.
我们来听当时先知是怎么讲的。
And let's say what the Isaiah says.
说当那日，必有埃及通亚述的道路。
In that day, there will be a highway from Egypt to Assyria.
亚述人要进入埃及，埃及人也进入亚述。
Assyria will go to Egypt, and the Egyptian to Assyria.
埃及人与亚述人要一同敬拜耶和华。
The Egyptians and Assyrians will worship together.
当那日，以色列必与埃及、亚述三国一样。
And so at the time, the Lord will be with those three countries.
那使地上的人得福。
And the blessing on earth.
因为万军之耶和华赐福给他们说
The Lord Almighty will bless them saying
埃及啊我的百姓
Blessed be the Egypt my people
亚述啊我的工作
Assyria my handiwork
以色列啊，我的产业
，and Israel my inheritance，
都有福了
，there will be blessed。
这是在耶稣基督出生几百年前先知所发的预言。
And this was the prophecy before Jesus' birth, a few hundred years prior.
那么，当耶稣基督降生，把福音传开的时候，我们确实看到了，这个福音有传到了埃及，福音也有传到了亚述。
So after Jesus was born, the gospel was preached to Assyria and Egypt.
那么，在整个的罗马帝国，有众多的基督徒，他们一起来敬拜我们的神。
And so in the Roman Empire, there's so many nations worship God together.
我想将来有一天在这地上也是一样。
And one day that will happen on earth as well.
不论是以色列人还是巴勒斯坦人。
And doesn't matter you're Israel or Palestinian.
他们将一起来敬拜神。
And they will worship the Lord together.
因为当基督再来的时候，必有这样的美好的情景。
And so when Jesus is coming again, there will be wonderful things like that.
因为人没有办法用仇恨来消灭仇恨。
And we cannot use a hatred to destroy hatred.
我们也不能用邪恶来对付邪恶。
Or evil to evil.
那么耶稣基督乃是用他的大爱来征服这个世界。
And Jesus Christ is using his love to conquer the hatred.
那我最后引用鲁迅先生的一句话来结束我们这一段的简单的介绍。
I'm going to use Lucian's something to conclude.
渡尽劫波兄弟在，相逢一笑泯恩仇。
Can you translate yourself? Not quite
better. After all the suffering and hardship, the brother will reconcile with one another.
Thank you.
我们相信神的预言有一天终必会实现。
This prophecy will be one day will be fulfilled.
让我们一起低头祷告。
And let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们真是啊，感谢你赐给我们美好的救恩跟盼望。
Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for giving the salvation and the hope.
因为我们知道，当发生战乱、纷争和世界这样的动荡的时候
，And when there's a disturbance and a war on earth.
我们知道我们的盼望在哪里。
And we know where's our hope.
我们恳求主你怜悯在中东地区的人民。
We ask you to have the mercy on the Middle East right now.
使更多的人在这场动荡中免受生命的侵扰。
And they can escape from life-threatening event.
我们恳求主，你也是啊，保守我们的信心。
Continue to guide our faith.
让我们在所做的一切事上，我们都知道说，我们怎么样以爱心来包容所有的人。
So everything we do that we need to use our love to accept or tolerate.
我们恳求主，你赐给我们和平。
Please, we ask for the peace.
我们也求主你保守我们今天弟兄姐妹和朋友们一起相聚的时间。
And also guide us, then protect the time where you get together.
愿我们所传讲的信息能够合主你的心意。
And whatever the message is will please your heart.
愿我们每一位来一起敬拜神的，我们都可以从中得到属灵的帮助。
And we can gain the spiritual truth and from in this worship.
我们这样的祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
那么前不久的话，我们知道英国有了一个新的国王。
And so not too long ago, there's a new king in UK.
那么查尔斯王子在等待了70多年之后，终于登上了他的宝座。
And King Charles finally became a king after 70 some years.
我们也从电视上看到哇，英国举国上下庆祝新的国王登基哈。
And the whole country celebrate the new king.
但是不过前不久我看到一个新闻哈。
And not too long ago, I heard the one news.
说是查尔斯三世不太开心。
And King Charles III was not very happy.
因为你知道他的母亲呢， 做这个王位做了七十多年。
And his mother has been on the throne for some 70 some years.
而且外界对他的母亲呢的评价一般都是相当不错的。
And she has a wonderful reputation.
所以伊丽莎白二世也很受英国人的爱戴。
So Elizabeth II that is being well loved by her people.
但是好不容易她登上了宝座，她发现好像英国人还是不怎么待见她。
And so even though now he became a king, that people start very don't like him very much.
那么他的儿子比他更受欢迎。
His sons more popular than him.
据说呢，他跟他儿子秘密的签订一个协议哈。
And so we heard that they might have a secret deal.
所以我们两个的话，我们出境的这个比例要稍微控制一下哈。
We need to have control our appearance.
你不能超过你老爸哈，我现在还是国王嘛哈。
And do not exceed the father.
所以这个我想大概是一个真实的故事哈。
Maybe that's a true story.
那么很多的时候人就难免感慨，都觉得自己生不逢时哈。
Very often we inevitably lament that we were born at the wrong time.
没有一个大展宏图的机会。
And we have no opportunity to achieve great things.
你想这英国的国王他觉得自己得到的重视还不够的话，你说我们平常人该怎么活啊？
Well, even look at the king that he did not feel he got enough recognition. How about us?
所以人如果认为自己没有得到重视的话，我们会有什么反应？
So if we do not get enough recognition, how do we react?
就会比较消极哈。
And we become very negative.
会沮丧。
And depressed.
有时也会懈怠。
And sometimes we get slack off.
那么这些事情呢，在我们生活中时有发生。
And those things happen very often.
不但是在工作的场所
，and also in the workplace，
那么有时甚至在教会
，and in church，
在你的家里面都会发生
，maybe happen in your family as well。
那么我们今天所看的这个人物，我们就来帮助我们思考这个人生。
And today we're going to study this this character that will help us to learn more about it。
那从今天开始，我们来讲以撒的故事。
And today we're going to start talk about story of Isaac。
那么希望借助圣经里面有关以撒的生命的经历的记载哈。
And so through the study of Isaac,
我们来思想我们自己的人生。
And we think about our life.
那么以撒呀，跟着这个英国国王查尔斯三世有类似的这种尴尬的经历哈。
Isaac is a very similar dilemma to Charles III.
那么以撒他有一个爸爸是非常的出名的哈。
Isaac have an extraordinary accomplished father.
那就是亚伯拉罕。
That's Abraham.
那么以撒有一个儿子也是非常的优秀。
He also have an outstanding son, Jacob.
那他的名字叫雅各。
Jacob.
所以以撒呢是夹在中间。
He is caught in the middle.
其实以撒就是说就是以色列人的祖先。
And so he is the forefather of the Israel.
那么圣经里对以撒的着墨并不多。
And in the Bible does not give a great detail about Isaac.
所以呢，我们怎么来看待以撒的一生，也帮助我们今天来一起思考，我们怎么看待我们自己的人生。
So how we view Isaac's life can help us to view our own life.
以撒在圣经中出这个名字出现了127次。
Isaac's name appeared 127 times.
那么大部分都是在创世纪。
And most in Genesis.
那么在创世纪之外提到他的名字呢，多半是在一个公式的一个称谓里面。
And apart from Genesis, most of the time is mentioned is in a formula format.
这就提到说以色列神的时候，他怎么讲？圣经讲是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神和雅各的神。
So especially when we talk about God of Israel, we talk about God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob.
所以这个特别的称谓就成为了以色列人来纪念到与他们立约的神。这样的一个经历。
And this is special that they help the Israel remember the covenant between them and God.
所以以撒呢是圣经里面记载的四位族长其中的一位。
Isaac.
以撒。
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
因此在以色列的历史中啊，以撒占有很重要的地位哈。
So Isaac has an extremely distinguished position.
但是圣经中有关以撒的记载却是占了很短很短的篇幅。
But actually, describing Isaac is very, very limited.
那以撒的故事记载在创世纪的第十七章到三十五章。
And so very often you can see that recorded in the Bible 17 to 35.
十七章是讲到预言他要出生。
And prophesy his birth.
三十五章只讲了一句他去世。
And 35 talk about his, he passed away.
但他的前半生大部分是生活在他父亲亚伯拉罕的这个光环之下。
But very often he's under his father's shadow.
那么到了这个讲这个二十二章亚伯拉罕献以撒的这个故事的时候啊
，And when we talk about when Abraham offered Isaac as an offering，
你会发现那个故事基本上是讲亚伯拉罕的事情。
And actually talk about Abraham。
以撒就讲了一句话。
Isaac only said one word。
所以是一个配角。
And so he is not a major act character。
到以撒结婚的那一章二十四章的时候
，And when he get married in chapter 24。
那一章是整个创世纪中最长的一卷书。
And that is the longest chapter in the Old Testament, in the Bible.
这是他结婚的那一章哎。
And that is talk about his marriage.
这一章的绝大部分就是讲亚伯拉罕怎么去给以撒去找媳妇。
And it's actually talk about Abraham also looking for the daughter-in-law.
以撒根本都没出场。
And as it never appeared.
到最后他跟这个他这个太太利百加要结婚的时候，他一句话都没有说的哈。
So even when he get married with Rebecca, he never even say a word.
所以我们看以撒这个人物好像非常的苍白哈。
And so he's very passive.
所以可以看见作者把以撒描成一个非常被动的一个人。
He's kind of passive person.
那即使在亚伯拉罕去世之后，哇，现在应该是以撒成为主角了，对不对？
And so even after Abraham's passing, he should, Isaac should be set on the center stage.
那么以撒这个主角只有在第二十六章短暂的出现的一章。
He only briefly takes center stage in chapter 26.
那在二十七章呢，就讲到他儿子出生了，儿子的事情哈。
In chapter 27, talk about his sons were born.
那他给他儿子祝福之后，就从这故事中消失了。
After he gave the blessing to his son, he disappeared.
的确。以撒呀，是一个蛮平凡的人物。
He's a very ordinary person.
他不像他的爸爸一样。
It's not like his father.
我们知道亚伯拉罕呢，是个非常精明的生意人。
Abraham was a very skillful businessman.
所以他这个生意做得很好，他非常富有。
So he was extremely wealthy.
而且他会带兵打仗。
He is led the troop to fight.
哎，他打仗的对象是当时这个中东地区最强的这个。军队哈
，He fought with the strongest military at that time.
他不但打仗，而且得胜回来。
And besides, he fought. He also victorious.
所以我们知道，那个亚伯拉罕当时在中东地区，他是相当有影响的一个政治势力了。
So Abraham was a very significant political force in the region.
那么以撒也不如他的儿子雅各。
And but Isaac is not as good as his son Jacob.
雅各呢心思缜密
，and Jacob was a scheming，
工于心计
，and know how to calculate things。
那么他跟人啊，跟神去较力，都是力争得胜的。
He's always try to fight even with God and people. He always become victorious.
所以以撒的生平是这样，你看起来是个非常重要的人物
，and Isaac looks like he's an important person。
然后你看他的生平。好像他也没有做什么事情啊。
But he didn't look like he accomplished anything.
所以当我准备讲这个以撒的故事的时候，那么师母就跟我说：“啊，你准备讲几次啊
？”So when I start prepare talking about story of Isaac, Becky asked me, "How many times you going to preach the subject?"
我准备说，就算到今年年底，我大概讲五次。
I think I'm going to preach about five times.
你有这么多东西可以讲吗
？She said, "Can you really, really preach five times?"
那我就不晓得了，就看圣灵怎么样带领我哈。
I'm not quite sure. I'm just by the Spirit.
所以你们要为牧师祷告，
才有。So you guys need to pray for me.
还有好的讲道可以听。
So I have a good message to hear.
由此可见，每个人都希望自己得到重视的。
Everyone like to be recognized.
这是很自然的事。
It's very natural.
有一次我去一个车行修车的哈
，And one time I went to the auto shop.
然后这个车子老板的话呢，他不太开心，因为我没有记住他的名字哈。
The owner of the auto repair shop was not very happy because I didn't remember his name.
他说：“你是牧师，你怎么可以不记住我的名字呢
？”Because you're a pastor, how can you not remember my name?
我说你也不来我们教会，我为什么要记住你的名字呢？
Okay, I remember your name.
但是人很注意哈，说你一定要知道，如果你真的记住我啊，我就觉得好像很重要。
And people like to be recognized, especially if you remember me.
人都很期望说自己可以得到重视。
Everybody like to be recognized.
才华得以施展。
So their talent can be accomplished.
贡献可以得到认可。
And they are a contribution be recognized.
但是很多的时候我们会难免失望哈。
Very often we're being disappointed.
那么事与愿违的时候，我们就难免会有些不开心。
If we did not get the recognition, we become unhappy.
轻者的话，我们是怨天尤人。
And lighter one, we blame others.
那么重者的话，我们拔腿走人。
And more seriously, we withdraw.
换一个地方，说不定他会更重视我的哈。
And if I go somewhere else, people may value me more.
哎，我一个朋友的话，好久不见，我就问他你的女儿怎么样啊？
And so one a friend of mine, I haven't seen him for a long time. I asked him, "How's your daughter doing?"
他就叹了一口气哈。
He sighed.
他说，哎呀，他也就是芸芸众生中的一员了。
She's just one of all living beings.
那你不想他成为芸芸众生中，你想成为他成为什么呢？
If she's not one of the all living beings, what be?
你女儿挺好的嘛。
She's pretty good.
就是有的时候我们的期望哈，常常是跟现实啊，就有一定的差距啊。
And so very often our expectations are away from the reality.
人我们怎么样来走出这样的怪圈呢？
How can we get out of this not healthy cycle?
所以我们回来看以撒的生平。
And looks like the Isaac's life.
以撒确实是一个非常平凡的人。
Isaac is indeed a very ordinary person.
他一生中没有什么成就惊天动地的大事情。
He did not achieve any earth-shattering accomplishment.
但他却成为以色列历史中一个非常关键的人物。
But he came up become milestone figure in the Israel's history.
究其原因，就是上帝的祝福在这里成为关键。
Because the main thing is that God's blessing.
上帝借着这么一个平凡的人，成就了一个非常不平凡的事情。
So he's ordinary and accomplished extraordinary thing.
因为这是神对他的父亲亚伯拉罕的承诺。
Because this is the promise God had for Abraham.
所以圣经记载亚伯拉罕的这个以撒的故事，就是也是给我们一个提醒。
And that's really serve a reminder through Isaac's story.
我们可以看到上帝的信实。
And we can see his faithfulness.
所以我们来看以撒的一生，我们首先就来看一看上帝给他的祝福。
And so when we look his life, let's look at his.
我们知道以撒确实是一个有福的人。
So we know he is a very blessed man.
那他出生的本身就是一个神迹。
And his birth was a miracle.
他的父亲亚伯拉罕跟以撒呢，跟这个萨拉的话，当时都已经超过了这个生育的年龄。
His parents Abraham and Sarah already passed the childbearing age.
但是上帝却宣告说。你们必将有一个儿子会出生。
And God announced saying that you will have a son.
而且确信说这个儿子要继承你我所有给你的应许。
And your son will inherit all the promise I have given to Abraham.
所以在创世纪第十七章十九节这样讲。
So in the Genesis 19 and 21 says this.
神对亚伯拉罕说，不然。你妻子萨拉要给你生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫以撒。我要与他坚定所立的约，做他后裔，永远的约。
The God said, "Yes, but your wife Sarah will bear you a son, and you will call him Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant for his descendant after him."
所以当他父亲亚伯拉罕去世的时候，就把所有的财产都给了他。
So after Abraham passed away, that he, before that, he gave all his wealth to Isaac.
所以我们来看创世纪第二十五章五到六节。
So we look, let's look at chapter 25:11.
第二十五章这样讲，亚伯拉罕将一切所有的都给了以撒。
After Abraham's death, Abraham gave everything to Isaac.
亚伯拉罕把财物分给他庶出的众子，趁着自己还在世的时候，打发他们离开他的儿子以撒， 往东方去。
He gave a gift to the son of his concubines and sent them away from his son Isaac to the land of the east.
所以当时亚伯拉罕的财富已经多得不得了。
He was so wealthy.
他把所有的都给了以撒，其他的儿子他就是送一些礼物就打发他们离开、
He gave all his wealth to Isaac, then he sent away his son.
所以以撒不但继承了他父亲的财富，
And besides, he inherits the wealth of his father.
更重要的是他继承了他父亲的这个神给他父亲的应许。
And he also inherited the promise of God.
所以在创世纪二十五章，还是同样是二十五章第十一节，就这样讲哈。
So also in the chapter 25:11 says this.
亚伯拉罕死了以后，神赐福给他的儿子以撒。
And after Abraham's death, God blessed his son Isaac.
以撒靠近比尔拉海来居住。
And who then lived near Beer Lahai-Roi.
所以神就来赐福给他。
And God has blessed Isaac.
其后上帝有两次向以撒来显现。
And two times God appeared to Isaac.
那第一次是在面临饥荒的威胁的时候。
The first time is when he was facing famine.
我们看第二十六章第一节到第三节。
So let's look at 26:1-3.
在亚伯拉罕的日子，那地有一次饥荒。
And so during that time there was a famine.
这时又有饥荒。
And there was a famine in the land.
以撒就往基拉尔去。
Isaac went to the Abimelech.
到非利士人的王亚比米勒那里。
King of the Philistine in Gera.
耶和华向以撒显现说：“你不要下埃及去，要住在我指示你的地。”
The Lord appeared to Isaac and said, "Do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land where I tell you to live."
你寄居在这地，我必与你同在，赐福给你。
And so stay in the land for a while. I will be with you and will bless you.
这是神第二次讲到赐福给以撒。
And this is the second time God has said, "I'm blessing you."
因为我要将这些地都赐给你和你的后裔。
For to you or your descendant, I will give all those land.
我必坚定我向你父亚伯拉罕所起的誓。
Will confirm the oath I swore to your father Abraham.
所以我们知道，当年亚伯拉罕因为闹饥荒的时候，他不得不逃到埃及。
And so when Abraham tried to escape the famine, that he went to Egypt.
因为埃及当时是世界上非常富有的国家。
Egypt was extremely wealthy at the time.
因为它埃及有粮食。
And Egypt has food.
但是亚伯拉罕下到埃及之后，那个故事告诉我们，他最后搞得灰头土脸的就回来了。
But even though that he went to Egypt, that he did not gain anything.
所以这次神特别跟以撒讲清楚，你不要下去。
And so God said, "Do not go down there."
避免他重蹈他父亲的覆辙。
And then you will fall into the same trap that your father has experienced.
所以你看，这个神有多么照顾他哈。
And you can see God has really taken care of him.
看到他有危险，马上就提醒他，你不要到这个危险的事情。
And when he see he is in danger, that try to rescue him.
那第二次呢？神向他显现哈。
And second time, God appeared to him.
以撒与非利士人为了水井的事发生争执。
And they were fighting because of the well.
那么这个时候神再一次的显现，向他确认给他的应许。
And so God appeared to him.
因为这个以撒的个性啊比较怯懦一点。
And so he's a very timid person.
他不喜欢跟人家争的。
He does not like to fight with others.
一有什么争执的话，他就怎么样？他就搬家，就挪开另外一个地方去了。
Every time there's a conflict, he starts moving away.
关键的时刻，上帝为他撑腰打气。
And in the critical moment, God is backing up.
那么在这个是在二十六章的第二十四节。
And so in chapter 26:24,
他讲到说，当夜耶和华向他显现。
And that night that Lord appeared to him.
我是你父亲亚伯拉罕的神。
I'm the God of your father.
不要惧怕
Do not be afraid.
因为我与你同在
Because I'm with you.
要赐福给你
I will bless you.
这是第三次讲到要赐福给他
And this is the third time said I will bless you.
并要为我仆人亚伯拉罕的缘故使你的后裔繁多
And we'll increase the number of your descendants.
我们看到这个神是基于对亚伯拉罕的应许，他不断的赐福给以撒，而且保护他。
And so it's because due to the promise of Abraham, he continued to take care of Isaac.
你这个心里想，哇，这个人命真好哈、
啊。Wow, he is so fortunate.
继承了这么多的财产哈。
And he inherits so much wealth.
对吧？不但如此，还有更多的福气哈。
And he has a lot of luck.
我们知道亚伯拉罕是这个是这个游牧民嘛哈。
And so we know he was a nomadic.
他是牧羊啊，这个住在帐篷里，不同的班，不同的地方住的。
And so they live and they have sheep, and then they move around.
那以撒呢？他不但继承了这个畜牧业，他开始开垦，他种庄稼。
And so beside the nomadic property, they also venture into farming and cultivation.
那么圣经告诉我们，他种庄稼也非常成功。
And even as a result, his harvest became very successful.
结果他的收成有百倍之多。
And increased a hundredfold.
他还是在创世纪第二十六章十二节到十四节。
It's in Genesis 26, 12 to 24.
以撒在那地耕种，那一年有百倍的收成，耶和华赐福给他。
So there was a hundredfold that the harvest, God blessed him.
第四次讲到赐福给他。
The fourth time talk about how God blessed him.
所以他就昌大，日增月盛，成了大富户。
So become a really big country.
他有羊群牛群，又有许多的仆人。
And he has a lot of servants and also sheep.
那么非利士人就嫉妒他。
And Philistine was very jealous.
因为以撒是富上加富啊。
He has a wealth plus wealth.
所以就招来他人的嫉妒。
And attract a lot of jealousy.
所以由此可见，我们知道以撒之所以成为以撒，不是因为这个人他成就了什么事情。
It's not because Isaac really accomplished something.
而是因为上帝定义要赐福给他。
Because God determined to bless him.
这也提醒我们怎么看待我们自己的人生啊。
That's how we need to look at how we view our life.
有时可能想，你现在想，哎呀，我往哪里？我哪里可以成为以撒哈
？Who am I? How can I become Isaac?
你知道现在中国，国内年轻人讲究什么？讲究拼爹的哈。
And so in the China, talk about you have a wealthy dad.
因为这个你要有一个好的父亲，是获得有钱或者是有权，那你的这个人生的前途就不一样的了。
If you have a father who has a power or wealth, well, your future will be different.
但是你怎么拼得过以撒？
But how can you compete with Isaac?
哎，这个他这个爹是很厉害的。
His father is really good.
我大概爸爸就比不上这个以撒亚伯拉罕，这差太多了。
My dad would never be as good as Abraham.
其实啊，我们神给我们的恩典呢，一点都不减少的。
And but God never give us less.
只是我们有的时候喜欢比较。
But we like to compete with other people.
其实人跟人的生命是没有办法比的。
We cannot really compare our life to others.
我们常常看到别人好的地方，我们就想要那个好的地方。
We always envy people who have something we don't have.
其实每个人的人生都有他好的地方，都有他。这个辛苦的地方、啊、
Every life they have something good or maybe something lacking.
就像是苹果跟橘子你没办法比的、啊、
So you can't really compare orange to apples.
所以我们怎么样看待我们的人生，如果真的像以撒的那样去看到神的祝福，这个就是我们能够真正的认识我们人生的开始。
So how we view our life is to see the blessing from God.
以前有个人，他的名字叫 Bill Cassis,
there's a person who's known as Bill Cassis.
那他出生在黎巴嫩。
He was born in Lebanon.
我们知道中东地区哈。
Middle East.
他是在孤儿院长大。
He was grew up in the orphanage.
那么从小就是没有一个家庭。
He never had a family.
那后来长大，他有机会在那个地方接触到福音。
And so he will have encounter gospel.
哎，他信了耶稣。
And became a Christian.
后来呢，他因着这个关系，他有了一个来到了美国哈。
And because that he was had an opportunity came to United States.
哇，这样就给他打开了这个人生的大门，他就可以读书，然后他就成为了 IBM 一个非常优秀的工程师。
So open the gate of his life that he became very successful engineer at IBM.
但他没有为自己这个悲惨的。第一开始人生而在那自叹自怜哈。
He never feels sorry for his unfortunate path.
他看到自己人生的祝福。
But he see the blessing in his life.
神怎么带领他从孤儿院可以认识耶稣，然后又从黎巴嫩可以到美国。
How God has led him from the orphanage and then to know Christ and came to United States.
他说如果我没有这个机会的话，我不可能成为今天那么成功的一个人。
If without those opportunities, I would never become a successful person.
于是他就花了他很多的精力和金钱，他回到黎巴嫩去怎么样？去建那些孤儿院。
So when he became successful, he spent a lot of time and money and built orphanage in Lebanon.
所以他很多的精力是除了他的工作，他花在这些个非盈利的这些个这些事情上来做义工。
And so besides his job, that he spent a lot of time in non-profit work.
因为他要想让当地更多的孤儿能够像他一样，能有这样的机会。
He wants all the orphans that will have the similar opportunity like him.
前几年他去世。
And he passed away a few years ago.
他的太太特别为他成立了一个奖学金。
And then, his wife established a scholarship.
那么专门在神学院里面，就是这个奖学金是资助那些所有要去中东地区来做这个福音的工作和扶贫的工作的。
And to support people who has a heart to go to Middle East and when those people study in seminary.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们没有办法跟别人去比这个。长处和短处。
And very often we cannot really compare what we have or what we don't have.
我们如果看到上帝在我们生命当中的祝福，
But if we see the blessing from God,
我们就可以把那个祝福转变成一个对别人的祝福。
So we can turn God's blessing to others.
所以数算恩典，祝福满满。
And count your blessing that is you have so many more blessings.
可能有人说我怎么可以跟以撒来相比。
How can I compare with Isaac?
其实我们与以撒一样，都是很平凡的人。
But we just like Isaac, we're very with an average Joe.
以撒是因为他父亲亚伯拉罕的缘故，他得到了神特别的垂青。
So Isaac that got a special blessing because his father Abraham.
弟兄姐妹，我们因为谁的缘故？
But
可以得到上帝的祝福。
What kind of blessing we get through what?
耶稣基督。
So Jesus Christ.
因为借着耶稣基督，他是神的儿子，他所为我们成就的救恩。
And through Jesus Christ that completes the salvation for us.
所以我们可以得到神的祝福。
So we can receive the blessing from God.
所以我们怎么样看待我们的人生，也就决定了我们对人生采取什么样的态度。
How we look at our life that we it determine how we're the blessing from God.
心理学有一个术语。
And there's a psychologist, well-known term.
这个术语叫做中间儿综合症。
And it's called middle child syndrome.
我们当中有没有人是属于生在中间的？
Who's a middle child among us?
哦，还真的有哈。
We have quite a few.
Oh, okay. 现在中国的很多独生子女，你就是没有中间的了哈，你就是。你是头也是尾也是中间哈。
And in the China, a lot of them, you're the firstborn or you're also the lastborn.
这是讲说是中间的孩子会有一种感受，他觉得这个家里面最长的哈，最头生的这个孩子常常得到最多的重视。
Very often, the firstborn child getting a lot of attention.
是不管他多么平庸啊，反正最后那个重要的任务都给他，老大。
Doesn't matter how mediocre that child is, that always get a lot of attention.
那么家里这个老幺呢，是不管他多么顽皮的话呢，其实他都得到了最多的宠爱，对不对？
And so the youngest one doesn't matter how mischievous a person is, receive most a pampering.
这中间的常常觉得说，总觉得自己被忽视了。
The very often the middle child feel ignored.
难免呢觉得心怀不平。
And very often has a resentment.
你是中间的吧
？Yes
那么中间儿中间症不见得都会发生在每一个家庭。
But not necessarily every person that is a middle child feel that way.
但这种现象确实存在。
But this phenomenon does exist.
其实，在任何的团体里面，都会有人觉得自己好像被忽视的那种感觉。
In any group, there are people who feel that they are like a middle child.
但是我们越是关注自己，你会发现自己会越觉得失落。
And the more attention you pay for your status, and you feel more lost.
其实人生人的很多精力都放在这个上面。
Very often people value your existence.
结果就是非常精疲的力尽。
And then you become exhausted.
你要知道，其实我们应该多看看神在我们人生中的祝福。
And we need to pay attention to the blessing from God.
因为在上帝的祝福之上，我们没有办法再添加任何东西的。
So there's nothing we can be added to God's blessing to make life more perfect.
也没有办法使你的人生更加的完美。
And there's nothing more to make your life more perfect.
我再讲一遍，我们没有办法在上帝的祝福上再添加什么东西。
We cannot add anything more beyond God's blessing.
有一次，一个美国人去中国餐馆吃饭哈。
And there's one time an American went to a Chinese restaurant.
在洛杉矶那个地方。
It's in LA.
因为在洛杉矶呢，有很多从这个外州，好像中西部的人到洛杉矶出差啊、干事啊，有机会吃到中国菜，很开心。
And very often people from outside of California, go to California, able to eat Chinese food.
那么这个美国人看到这个啊，他吃的好开心呐、啊，特别因为好久没吃到那么可口的中餐。
So this American that haven't had a Chinese food for so long, he was very happy with that food.
他就问那个 waiter 说，哎，他们吃的是什么东西
？And so he this guy asked other people, asked waiter, what is he eating?
他说他们吃的是豆腐。
So he said they're eating tofu.
那我就要他吃这个东西。
I want that tofu as well.
哎，啊哈，这个菜端上来，
so、
热乎乎的。
And so the waiter served the hot food.
然后这美国人一吃的话，哇，这个到底是什么菜呀、啊？这个哈、
啊。So the American had one taste. Is it was what is it?
他不知道他吃的臭豆腐。
So he didn't know it's a stinky tofu.
所以我们不能看到别人的东西啊，这个真好，我应该也想要这个哈。
You should not envy people's good and think you want the same thing.
所以我们要看到说，世界上没有任何一个生命是完美的。
We have to look at there. Nobody has a perfect life.
我们不必羡慕别人的幸运。
We do not need to envy other people's good fortune.
每个人的人生道路都是不一样的。
Our life path is very unique.
各有各的福气。
We all have our
blessing, 各有各的愁苦
and our own sorrows.
我们不可能只要别人的喜乐
and we can not only ask other people's happiness.
我们不要别人的愁苦
but we do not want their sorrow.
这样的人生是不存在的
and that does not exist.
那很多时候我们人呢，就是只是看到了别人的幸运的东西，有没有看到那个辛苦的部分
And very often we see people's good side, don't see the things behind them.
所以自叹自怜就没有办法，我们可以体会到神给我们这个我们自己人生的祝福。
So they feel sorry for themselves. They don't see the blessing that God has given to us.
所以今天我们思考了以撒的人生，今天只是一个开始。
And we just start the first lesson of Isaac's story.
给我们一个属灵的启示。
And give us spiritual inspiration.
就说一个平凡的人，似乎他的生活没有什么耀眼的地方。
And so he doesn't have a wonderful life that can be brag about.
但是因着上帝的祝福。
But because God's blessing.
他便得到了令人羡慕的这个福气。
But then his life became very enviable.
所以他的名字可以流传后世。
So his name can pass on for generations.
以景示人。
以景
示人。
And to give a warning to people.
所以以撒的故事启示我们应当从上帝的角度来审视我们的人生。
So through his story that we need to look at God's perspective.
如果我们能把上帝在我们这个人生这个目的能够活出来，我们就已经非常成功了。
We can live the life that God wants to live.
下面我给大家，你知道我每次这个讲道结束都会讲一个故事哈。
And very often will conclude with a story.
一般来说还都不错。
And very often is a very good story.
但这个故事我要讲的这个人物啊，我估计你们当中啊，即使是非常年长的，你也不一定听说过。也许曹伯伯知道。
And so most people might not know this story or know this person.
京剧界有个泰斗。
And in the Peking Opera has someone very famous.
他的名字叫谭鑫培。
His name is 谭鑫培。
他是京剧老生界的最强的这一个，几乎所有唱老生都是从他这下来的。
He's like a master of a Peking Opera.
谭家世代都是京剧世家。
And in his, all his, all the different generation, all were involved with the Peking opera.
Yeah, 他爸爸就是唱京剧的。
And his dad was.
他的儿子谭小培也是唱京剧。
And his son was involved that too.
他的孙子叫谭富英也是唱京剧。
And his grandson was also involved.
到现在一共是七代哈，都是唱京剧。
Seven generation was involved with the Peking opera.
所以他是非常有名，他就把他的这个艺术都传给他儿子。
So he gave all what he learned to his son.
他的儿子叫谭小培嘛，哈。
So his son was 谭小培。
但谭小培的这个天资，他的嗓音条件是非常一般，哈。
And but his son's talent was a little bit average.
那么其实在当时呢，他也应该是一个相当有成就的艺术家了。
And so he should be a very accomplished artist as well.
不过当时这个人才济济，他真的是不显山不露水的。
And so there are so many people gifted, he really does not stand out.
不过他儿子呢，谭富英很小就出名了。
And but his son actually became very famous when he was little.
非常的出色。
And very outstanding.
所以当时的当时民国时期哈。
And so during that time,
那么就报纸上登了一幅漫画啊。
And so there was a cartoon in the newspaper.
先来，哎，就是这个。
So this one.
中间呢就是谭小培。
And so the one in the middle is 谭小培。
右边这个呢就是他的爸爸谭鑫培。
And so the right hand side is 谭鑫培 is his father.
然后谭小培就对他爸爸说你儿子不如我儿子。
And so the 谭小培 said to his father,Your son's not good as my son.
然后转过来，对左边的这个就是他的儿子谭富英。
And so when he turned around to say to his son, 谭富英，
他说你爸爸不如我爸爸。
Your father's not good as my father.
所以这个小报的记者也非常的有这个聪明哈。
And so the reporter was pretty smart.
来这个讽刺这个谭小培是上吃老下吃小。
And so the sarcasm, he's teasing him that teasing him.
所以在民国时期啊，这是在京津一带非常流传的哈。
And this is a very famous cartoon.
有人还拿着这个东西报纸就找告诉谭小培去了。
And so somebody bring the newspaper to him.
谭小培倒不怎么介意，他看之后淡淡一笑。
And he just kind of smile.
也是，其实他也知道自己这个天资啊，没有这个天分哈。
He knew his talent was very limited.
所以他很早他就不唱了。
So、
在家里专门教他的儿子唱戏。
So he stopped that to sing Peking opera. He just pay all the attention to his son.
而且管理他儿子所有的演出。
And manage his career as well.
就相当于现在的经纪人一样。
So it's like a manager 经纪人。
Agent.
Yeah, it's like a manage someone celebrity's agent.
Yeah, 因为当时的话，你出了名了，很容易出问题哈。
And so when you became famous, then sometimes you get into trouble.
特别是你很年轻，又很有钱，又很出名的话。
Especially when you're very young and very wealthy.
哎，很容易夭折的，各种样的事情都会发生。
So, then things might happen to you, kill your career.
他是出名的，管他儿子管得很严。
So that he was famous that he is discipline his son.
所以保护他的儿子。
Try to protect his son.
所以他知道。他的天分在哪里
？So he himself know his talents.
他在人生中角色在哪里
？His role in life.
他艺术上的成就没有办法跟他爸爸相比。
He can never compare his accomplishment to his dad.
那么他的才华也没办法跟儿子相比。
He cannot compare his accomplishment with his son.
但神给他不一样的才华，他特别会跟人搞各种各样的关系呀。
But he has special talent to deal with the people.
所以他在他的位置上发挥他的长处。他就达到了他人生。
So he can do in his own role that to accomplish the highest.
所以弟兄姐妹，上帝可能没把那些你所羡慕的恩赐给你哈。
Very often that God did not give the talent that you wanted.
但是如果我们善用上帝已经给我们的祝福
，But we know how to have a good use of the blessing.
我们就能够达成。上帝为我们预备的人生目标。
And so we can accomplish that the life that God has given to us.
我们就会和以撒一样的成功。
And we will be just as successful as Isaac.
所以我们数算神的恩典。
And we need to count God's blessing.
上帝的恩典丰丰富富。
His blessing is always abundant.
让我们一起低头祷告。
And let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢你赐给我们的人生。
Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for the life you've given to us.
你给我们每个人的人生道路都有美好的预备。
And you have provided a wonderful life for us.
你赐给我们不同的能力。
You give us a different ability.
为的是让我们在这些能力上，我们可以荣耀你的名。
Whatever that is you've given to us, that we can glorify your name.
愿主你看顾我们在座的每一位。
And take care of every one of us here.
也保守我们的心。
And then, you guide our hearts.
让我们的人生道路都能够行在你的旨意当中。
So our life that will be pleasing to you.
我们不但可以发挥自己的聪明才智。
Not only that we can accomplish the talent you have given to us.
我们更在一切的事上可以见证耶稣基督福音的大能。
In everything that we have, that we can testify your wonderful life in every one of us.
我们这样的祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ
Amen,
Amen.